This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Hearing a lot in the media at the moment about another wave of COVID approaching and meant to peak over the Christmas period. And it just made me asking myself whether we should still be doing those rapid antigen tests. I know I've got a whole pile of them still in the cupboard. I'm not even sure whether they've expired or not. So Hassan Valley is an associate professor of epidemiology at Deakin University, and I'm sure knows the answer. Hassan, welcome to Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Warren.
What's going on with this new wave at the moment?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's just something we're going to have to get used to. We're going to get periodic upticks in the, in the rate of infections, and particularly around new variants, and as our immunity wanes. And this happened at a pretty similar time last year, and heading into the Christmas period when we were all going to socialise more. We're seeing an uptick, and I guess the good news is this uptick doesn't seem to be as big as the previous one. So each wave is getting successively smaller in amplitude. We're not seeing a huge uptick in the amount of hospitalization. So that reflects the fact that we've all developed immunity over the last few years, and with that immunity has come protection from severe illness. So, you know, there's a bit of good news in there, but obviously we don't want to be infected with COVID if we can avoid it. And, it's a time to be a little bit more vigilant.
Should we make sure that our vaccines are up to date? Are they still effective against the COVID that's around?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's always important to be up to date with your vaccines, and that's obviously particularly important if you're in one of those high-risk groups that's at greater risk of severe illness. The vaccines are improving all the time. So we're moving from bivalent vaccines to monovalent vaccines that are more targeted towards the variants that are circulating right now, and that's also some good news.
Fantastic. Something that I've wondered about is the rapid antigen test. I've got a whole pile of them left over, I think, from last year or whenever we got them. Should we still be doing those tests?
Yeah, I think so. I think as we sort of hit these periods where there's more virus circulating, we should be doing all of those things to protect ourselves. And so, as you've mentioned, vaccines are really important. We should consider dusting off our masks when we enter certain situations. People who are in those vulnerable groups should have a plan to get antivirals. We should be trying to improve ventilation. We should be trying to avoid high-risk situations. And, of course, as part of that, testing is really important, because it is really important still to know whether you have COVID so you can make good decisions about how you navigate, I guess, though, that period while you're infected.
Do the rats still work on the new variants as the mutations have occurred?
Yeah, so the good thing about rats is that they're designed to work by detecting parts of the virus that we don't expect to change, or at least are less likely to change as the virus evolves. And so, whilst theoretically there could be a variant that one day sort of affects the performance of these rats, at the moment, all the indications are that they're working fine against the variants that are circulating. So, once again, that's a little bit of good news that those rats still work pretty well.
Fantastic. Well, chatting to Hassan Valley, Associate Professor of Epidemiology at Deakin University, about whether we should be still using the rapid antigen test to test for COVID. Hassan, my question is, I'm pretty certain that the rats that I've got are past their expiry date. Does it really matter, given that it's all sealed?
Yeah, look, this is the most difficult question to answer, because, you know, technically, from a scientific perspective, the answer is pretty black and white. And, you know, I should be saying, and I guess I am saying, that you should never rely on a test that it's passed its expiry date, because there's no guarantees on its ability to perform. And of course, the implications for a rat that may not be performing optimally is that it's going to tell you you're negative when you're not and you're positive. And so that has huge implications. Now, the interesting thing with rats is that they're obviously a brand new test. So when they were manufactured and people put expiry dates on them, I don't like to use the word guess, but they were basically estimating how long these tests were likely to perform for based on, you know, similar tests. But they didn't have that time series data, if you like. So the expiry dates were pretty conservative. So there's two issues around that. So firstly, it is likely that the rats do last and perform pretty well past their expiry date, even if that expiry date printed on the packet is the current expiry date. But the other issue that I'm heading towards is that a lot of these manufacturers have actually revised their expiry date. So the expiry date you may have on your packet may not be the real expiry date. And so one of the things you can do is go to the TGA website and look up the test that you have, and you may find there's a new updated expiry date. So I certainly wouldn't be throwing tests out, but officially, you know, you've just got to be a little bit cautious about how you interpret a result if you use an expired test.
So, final question. Let's say we've got the sniffles or we're feeling a bit off and we're thinking, oh, I better do a rat to test and see if I've got COVID or not. When is it appropriate to do the test, and should we do it more than once throughout the duration of our symptomatic period?
Yeah. So, look, the trade-off we make with rats, you know, for all their convenience and their inexpensiveness and the fact that we can do it at home, is we trade off a bit of accuracy. And so we can sometimes get a false negative. So we can be infected, but the rat gives us a negative result. And that's obviously not a good thing. So one of the ways around that is to do serial testing. And so the recommendation is that you do a test, and if it's negative, you wait 48 hours and do another test. And if that second test is negative, then you wait another 48 hours and do a third test. And if the third test is negative, you can pretty much be, you know, over 99% sure that you're safe. Otherwise, especially if you've got symptoms, you should be taking all the precautions that you would take if you have COVID. Because not only do we not want to spread COVID around, we don't want to spread any infection.
No, I agree. Yeah. Like this time last year, I had, I think it was my only holidays for the year coming up. And of course, day one of my holidays, I was as sick as a dog with COVID. So there's no way I'm going to get it this year. The masks are out, Hassan, and the tests are ready. We are not going to get it. So thank you for having a chat with us and letting us know how we can use our test today. It's great.
You're welcome. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. That is Hassan Valley, Associate Professor of Epidemiology at Deakin University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.